Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Eagle Moss. I was just returning your call. How may I
Yeah.
help you today?
So I was trying to check on the status of my next order. It's been a
Okay,
couple months, so I haven't gotten my next order for months, so.
can you provide the last name associated with the order?
Yeah, it's Oracle, Ortegel. I can also give you the account number if you like.
And your zip code?
60041.
63041.
No, 60041.
Oh, thank you, sir. Let's see here. And can you confirm the first name associated with the order?
It'll be Wedge, Wedge.
And your address?
303 Spring Road, Ingleside, Illinois.
And then finally, the email address.
BigOBlue79@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And your most recent shipment was sent over to the warehouse for fulfillment on March 16th and for your Ghostbusters buildup. So whatever it was that was out of stock must have come back in stock because the most recent shipment has been sent to the warehouse for fulfillment.
Okay, because I did receive something in the beginning of March, and it was the same kits I got over again for kit one and two.
Oh yeah, that was a reship request that was put in the system on February 13th.
Yeah, I don't know why I got that either, you know. So
Well,
I've already got kit one and two, but it was supposed to come with the binder on the first shipment, according to your guys' website, and they were supposed to send me the binder, but they just sent me kit one and two again.
oh, there's no binder included in that first shipment.
Okay, well that's what it said on your guys' website.
Huh.
So when you scroll
Well,
down your website to the binder, it says get this free binder in your first order.
I'm not sh I mean, when the order was placed and it was transferred over to the database, it didn't mean there's nothing mentioned about a binder had to be mailed out with the first shipment. It says for your first shipment, it was assembly guide one and two plus free pullout poster and authentic model parts.
Yeah,
And it says
so, and
only
then,
$1.95 plus free shipping and handling. And it doesn't say the binder. And if I
correct.
go over to look at the platinum, it says, oh, it does say plus free binder. Well, I'm not
Yeah,
sure.
there you go. So then they told me it was supposed to come on my second kit, and which is fine. So if I get it in my second kit, great. I don't really care.
You will.
But it's been months since I was getting a response from you guys, so.
I understand. And you will get that binder in your second shipment. So that's where
Okay.
that's how that worked out. So I'm actually kind of glad I got to experience or got to, deal with this situation so I can see, if I ever run into it again and someone mentions they were supposed to get their free binder in their first shipment, I can let them know that it's going to be with the second shipment because that's
Yeah.
actually how it worked out. Because I mean, if it says you're supposed to get a free binder and then you don't get it in your first shipment, then I can understand your concern. But then as long as you do end up getting it, then the
Yeah.
company has lived up to their end of the bargain. So
Yeah.
they haven't let you down. So that's, but it's good that I was able to, I'm glad you called so I could experience this because I haven't really quite caught that, So if anybody else calls with the same scenario, I'll know that it's the second shipment that you're going to get your binder, not the first, but it is coming.
Yeah, so there's that, and then so like I haven't gotten a tracking number or nothing any or for anything yet. So, and then I
Let me
saw
see.
that the money was pulled from my bank account, but it looks like it was refunded.
Right. Okay. So what happens? And this is you'll definitely want to be aware of this. Okay. And I'm not sure. I don't think it's actually explained on the website. It'd be really nice if it was something that was explained on the website. The way that it works is so when we send your order to the warehouse, we first do an authorization. We just send electronic communication to your bank that's basically saying, are these funds available? And the bank says, well, why, yes, those funds are available. And we say, okay, when we send the order over to the warehouse, because we are to the understanding that when we ship this out, those funds are going to be available. And so if it takes a little while for the order to actually ship, your bank you know, based on their protocols, they might say, well, this company hasn't requested this money. Well, let's go ahead and release the hold on these funds back to our customer so he can use his money. He might need it to pay a bill or buy groceries or put gas in his tank or feed his baby or whatever the case may be. So, the bank's looking out for you and they release the hold on the funds. But the problem comes in from the fact that you have the authorization. So to your understanding, if you don't check your online banking like every day or every other day, then you might be to the understanding that, oh, that payment's already been made. I'm in the clear.
Yeah.
But really, the bank released the funds, and then you could have went out and said, well, hey, I need to buy some groceries, and you spent the money. And then when Eagle Moss goes to ship, the one good thing that you have going for you is the fact that when we go to ship, if the funds are not there, because we're going to charge you again, because the first was just an authorization, not a charge. So when we ship, we do the actual charge. Now, had that authorization not went away, had it not fallen off, then that authorization just would have been – it would have become a charge. So that would have went from pending to being an actual charge. We would mail out your stuff. But if the authorization falls off, then we're going to do another request. We're going to do a request for the funds. And if the funds are not available, then we won't be able to ship out your item. And I'm pretty sure that it doesn't force the payment. I'm pretty sure that it requests the funds. And if they're not available, then your bank would probably decline the transaction and say, send us the electronic communication letting us know insufficient funds. But some people's bank, I mean, I bet if it was my bank, they'd probably let the payment go through and then hit me for an overdraft fee. And
Yeah,
I mean, I probably should have left my bank a long time ago, but I'm lazy, so I just let them keep getting my money. But I try to avoid those overdrafts at all costs. But yeah, now you know, there's going to be the authorization. The authorization may fall off, but when the order ships, that's when the actual charge is going to occur.
Okay, so maybe you can tell me two more things here. So, from my understanding, you know, when I checked out on this, it said that, you know, I was going to get the free magazine binder. And then it also said in my first shipment, I'd get a free Ghostbusters magnet, as well as, I don't know if the t-shirt comes later or not, but it had me pick a size for the t-shirt. So I'm in the Platinum Club.
Right.
So I wasn't too sure. So I got very confused because it said I was supposed to get a magnet and the binder in the first shipment. I didn't get either one of those. And then I don't know when the shirt comes into play either, you know? So I was just curious. So do you know what I was supposed to get on my first shipment, if that was supposed to be a magnet or the binder? And if not, is it coming on the other shipments, or how does that work?
Okay. So your shirt's going to go out with a later shipment, and then the magnet, I don't see any mention of the magnet. It says Platinum subscription, Ghostbusters Ecto-1 build-up kits 1 and 2, including model parts and magazine, plus free binder. Each month, receive 4 new kits, you know, per shipment, and then plus 5 free gifts, during your subscription.
Yeah, so if you click order today, right, on the top of your guys' website, so I got, Ghostbusters Ecto-1 build-up. Platinum subscription, and on the right-hand side, you'll see it says order today, risk-free trial, model kits 1 and 2, model parts and assembly magazine, plus free Ghostbusters magnet.
Yeah, that's going to be one of those free gifts that go out later on.
Okay. So eventually that'll come into the kit.
Yes, not in a kit. It's going to be a separate item, but it'll come out with one of your shipments later on.
Okay. All right, yeah, because I was very confused. I was supposed to get I'm supposed to get the binder on one page, it said, and then the other page it said a magnet, and then I didn't get any of it. So I was like, well, I don't know what's supposed to be coming on my first kit then, you know? And
that's why
I ended up calling, and they resent my first kit thinking that maybe it was in that box or not, you know? So I'm assuming that's why I got resent kit 1 and 2 when I was supposed to either get a magnet or a binder, they said, in the first shipment.
Oh, okay. I understand. Yeah, that's going to be something that goes out later.
Okay. So that answers that question. And then, so you just don't have an ETA on when I'll be receiving my next 4 kits.
Your shipment will be shipping out very soon.
Okay.
And when it does ship, we'll send you an email with tracking information that you can use to track the package as it makes its way out to your residence.
All right. All right, then, I'll just keep an eye out for the email, and if I don't see nothing another week, I'll give her another call back.
All right, sounds good. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right.